With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's chief judge is signaling fast trials and executions of citizens arrested in nationwide protests. The Iranian regime's brutal crackdown on dissent has claimed more than 2,500 lives so far. As he weighs options, President Trump vows to come to the aid of the Iranian freedom fighters, challenging those in power.
I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran.
Where the nightmare continues.
A near total internet blackout means only a partial picture is emerging of what's happening in Iran. But what is getting out tells a terrible story. From grisly videos of open-air morgues to anguished messages expressing shock and fear. Iranian officials admit that thousands have died. They blame it on protesters they call terrorists. But human rights groups are gradually collecting evidence of a brutal crackdown unleashed by Iran to quell the unrest. Mass arrests and executions are part of it.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. President Trump is threatening to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities and states as of February 1st. The Justice Department says there is no basis for a civil rights investigation of the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE protester in Minneapolis. The Supreme Court appears likely to uphold state bans on transgender athletes participating in girls' and women's sports. At least 29 people killed when a big construction crane collapsed onto a moving passenger train and happened in Northeast Thailand. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. This is SRN News. New report on the persecution of Christians around the globe.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. Some experts say that the federal government should step in and provide some kind of limits on the kinds of shows that streamers can sell to kids. Following some pretty substantial blowback, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is doing an about-face on requiring every Brit to have a full digital ID card.
Officials confirmed on Wednesday that it won't be compulsory for citizens and residents to show a digital ID card in order to get a job. The government says detailed plans for digital cards will be set out following a full public consultation, which will be launched shortly. Starmer had announced in September that you will not be able to work in the UK if you do not have a digital ID card. It's as simple as that. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
China's trade surplus has surged 20%, hitting a record $1.2 trillion, and that's even with President Trump's increased tariffs. China's surplus rivals the gross domestic product of a lot of countries. The Chinese exports rose 5.5% last year. More details, SRNNews.com.